VOA News.
I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Firefighters continue to struggle to put out a forest fire that broke out in the mountains of southwestern China on Saturday. At least 26 firefighters have died. Four are missing, according to state media on Monday. The fire broke out in Muli County in Sichuan Province at an altitude of more than 4,000 meters with poor transport and communication links. By Sunday afternoon, nearly 700 firefighters were working to put out the fire. 30 went missing after a surge of flames fed by a sudden shift in the wind. China says it will start regulating all fentanyl-related drugs as a class of controlled substances. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
U.S. officials have pointed to China as the main source of synthetic opioids shipped into the country directly by mail or transported via Mexico, a claim China denies. Now in a sweeping policy shift U.S. officials have long pushed for and due to take effect May 1st, China will begin regulating all fentanyl-related drugs as a class of controlled substances. Chinese official says the move should block the loopholes by which drug makers created new variants of opioids faster than they could be banned. Matt Small, Washington.
A Vietnamese woman is now the only suspect remaining in detention in Malaysia for killing the half-brother of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. A lawyer for the woman said Monday that his client has pleaded guilty to causing hurt by dangerous weapons or means. The Algerian president's office says longtime leader Abdelaziz Bouteflika will step down by April 28th when his term is due to end. The announcement comes after weeks of mass protests against the president and his government. Algeria is scheduled to hold a presidential election on April 18th. This is VOA News. Ukraine is preparing for 3 weeks of political campaigning as a television comedian, Volodymyr Zelensky, goes head-to-head with incumbent Petro Poroshenko for the presidency in a runoff scheduled for April 21st. An Israeli watchdog says it has found fake social media accounts promoting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in the lead-up to national elections. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Researchers at the Big Bots Project say they've identified a network of social media bots where fake accounts have spread messages in support of Netanyahu's Likud party and smearing his opponents. The researchers, though, haven't found a direct link between the network and Netanyahu or Likud, though Netanyahu's son has frequently liked posts by the network's accounts. The Likud party denies any connection to the network. Israelis head to the polls in 8 days in a close race between Netanyahu and his main rival, former Army Chief of Staff Benny Gantz. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Trump administration is taking more steps to curb what it says is a massive migrant influx at the southern border. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Homeland Security Department says it may reassign as many as 2,000 inspectors from border crossings to handle a surge of families. That's up from 750 inspectors previously. The temporary switch could delay goods like TVs and medical devices from coming into the U.S. The administration's also boosting efforts to return asylum seekers to Mexico. The moves come days after President Trump renewed a threat to close the border with Mexico, despite warnings that could lead to economic havoc on both sides. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Australia may become the first country in the world to impose jail terms and huge fines for social media giants that don't quickly remove violent material. The new law is in response to the live streaming of some of the Christchurch mosque shootings. Correspondent Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
The Christchurch atrocity was streamed by the gunman live on Facebook for 17 minutes. It remained online for more than an hour after the attack, in which 50 worshippers were murdered at two mosques in the New Zealand city. Australia's Attorney General Christian Porter says the social media giant was too slow to remove the shocking video.
At close to 60 minutes, the New Zealand police requested that they take it down, and that didn't happen until around the 69-minute mark. So what we would say, and I think what any rational person would say, is that that is a totally unreasonable period of time.
You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.